It's a Hill Country Saturday here on Sun Radio. I'm Kevin Connor, and it's a pleasure to welcome Monty Warden back to Sun Radio. Monty Warden.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
Man, we're doing so well. How are you, man?
Monty Warden and the Wagoneers will be our special guests performing on Wednesday, the 11th of March. Party at the Moon Tower, dude. Going to be really fun. We had our first one just a couple of weeks ago. Well, no, it was last week with Beetroot Revival and Madam Radar. And, man, it was rocking.
It's a great venue.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, today, it's World Premiere Day.
I'm very excited for this. This is a really cool deal. Thank you for asking me, man.
The first new song by Monty Warden and the Wagoneers in how long?
Since 1989.
What have you been doing?
Well, we didn't want to rush into things.
Yeah.
We cut this thing in January over at Arlen, and we were in the studio doing something else for somebody that had hired us to do like a one-off.
Uh-huh.
And the Wags cut real quick because we cut live.
For the casual fan, you cut live, meaning the whole band is playing together.
It is completely live.
But a lot of people, they make records in pieces, and they're oftentimes not even in the studio together.
But a lot of people are like, they, you know, I'll go do my vocals on my laptop at home.
Right. Yeah.
We cut 100% live because we're a live band. You know, both my projects, that and The Dangerous Few, we cut all live because for me, because I grew up on stage since I was 14, if I'm singing to a track, I don't sing it as well. If I sing with a track, like with the guys live, that's where all the hooey is. So the great thing about Arlen is it has that huge cutting room.
Yeah.
So we're all in one room together. And we laid it down, and it just sounded so good. Then we got to talking, and we just went, well, what if we threw a single out there?
That's how the kids are doing it these days.
Right.
Don't worry about an album. Just put the song out there in the world.
I didn't know consciously that it was like since 1989 we hadn't put something out. But that's a good long while. And what we've discovered about the Wagoneers, because like people maybe have read about the Wagoneers more than they've heard the Wagoneers. So here's an opportunity to hear something new, and it's cool, and both the songs are really fun.
And it's a world premiere, for God's sake.
Yes, sir.
Doghouse Flowers, first time on the radio anywhere in the world.
In the world.
And it's on a Hill Country Saturday on Sun Radio.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three. I came swinging in about 4:30. Every light was on when she met me at the door. I said, baby, I'm sorry, I swear I'll quit. She was buying none of it.
Having over there a penny in my pocket is spoken for.
I'm gonna send my baby some doghouse flies. She's getting angry by the eye.
I've been here before.
Estimate the power of the doghouse. I picked up the phone and said, give me all you got. I'm on a first name basis down at the fly shop. If they get here by 10:30, she's in love again. All forgiven and forgot until the next time that I get called. I'm gonna send my baby some doghouse flies. She's getting angry by the eye. Underestimate the power of the doghouse. Get it! Underestimate the power of the doghouse. Never underestimate the power of the doghouse. Never underestimate the power of the doghouse. Oh, honey.
Two minutes and 11 seconds of pure rockabilly fire recorded at Arlen Studios. First time on the radio ever. Monty Warden and the Wagoneers and Doghouse Flowers. So, flowers, like when you're in the doghouse.
We're in the doghouse.
And better bring some flowers. I'm sorry, honey. I love you. Here, let me find a vase.
Well, Brandy was
in the garage.
She was working there at the station back in your old days. And she was in sales, chick over at the station. And every week, her boyfriend was sending her flowers. And Brandy went, good night. This girl gets doghouse flowers every week. And she's like, we just had that phrase, didn't do anything with it. And then just a few years ago, I said, I want to write just like a straight up rockabilly song. They're hard to write because they're so simple, but you can't be simple. And also when you're writing a rockabilly song, basically Carl Perkins wrote all the good ones already. So
you got to get to the point real quick.
And you got to get in and out and keep it exciting. So we started on that little doghouse flowers hook, and it just took off and brought it into the band, and they killed it.
Monty Warden and the Wagoneers are a special guest on Wednesday, the 11th of March at Moon Tower for Texas Radio Live. For those who are recently arrived here in Central Texas, the Wagoneers started in 1987. Monty here grew up here in Austin. You were what, seventh, eighth generation Texan?
I'm a seventh generation Texan. And okay. My first family member got to Texas in 31, got to the Austin area.
1831.
Yeah. Yeah. And moved to the Austin area when it was still called Waterloo in 1838.
Oh, wow. Wagoneers started in 87. First band signed at the first South by Southwest Music Festival and Conference.
Yeah. We were the first group to get a major label record deal out of South by, the very first South by Southwest.
Got signed to A&M. Now, the A in A&M is Herb Alpert.
Right.
The M is Jerry Moss.
It was Jerry Moss, yes. But, like, you know, Mr. Alpert was... He was best friends with Sam Cooke.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he was Sam's A&R cat for a while. And every time I got to be around Mr. Alpert, I would just, you know, just pick his brain about Sam Cooke, you know, and just what was that like? And Mr. Alpert was always just so gracious and so kind. And, you know, what was so wild about when we were talking to signing with A&M, I was in Mr. Moss's office. We'd been approached by a couple, three labels in Nashville about signing with them. And the first thing they said was, you know, basically it was, he had to read between the lines, but it's like, we love everything you do. Let's change it, you know? And I was sitting in Mr. Moss's office, and I said, after having been through a little of that in Nashville, I said, well, Mr. Moss, what type of Wagoneer record would you like to hear? And he said, I want to hear a Wagoneer record you're proud of.
Oh.
All the courting was over. He had me.
And then you signed.
Yeah, and then we signed with him, sure enough.
Herb Alpert actually plays the trumpet on one of the Wagoneers' best-known songs, Stoughton High,
yes,
which I love. We're going to play a new version of Stoughton High here in a second, but do you want to flip the single over and play the B-side?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Yesterday, Stop By.
Brandy and I wrote both songs, but we wrote this number.
By the way, that's his wife.
Oh, yeah, Brandy Warden. She also co-produced the session with Moss Palermo. And
your drummer and best friend.
Drummer, best friend. And Brandy and I have been writing together a long time. Brandy's third-generation music business. But this thing, Yesterday Stopped By, it's a real cool 6/8, almost like a Stax or Muscle Shoals thing. 6/8 numbers, or that's the beat that it's in, and they're just really, really cool. Elvis described the beat as a baby maker. Chips Moman played Elvis the B section to Suspicious Minds when it goes slow. Oh, let our love survive. Then it goes into 6/8, and Elvis goes, I'm going to cut that. That's a baby maker. So...
There you go.
So 6/8 just got a real cool thing on it. We tried to cut it as Stax-alicious, as Muscle Shoals-y as we could. And I'm really, really proud of the recording. It's one of my favorite things I've ever cut.
It's our second world premiere of the morning.
Can you believe it?
The B-side. Yesterday, stopped by Monty Warden and the Wagoneers on a Hill Country Saturday on Sun Radio.
Yesterday opened up the door, there stood your memory. Out of nowhere it hit me, blindsided my soul. Yes, I was surprised to find the effect it had on me. That old heartache haunts me, won't let me go. Yesterday stopped by to say hello. Reminding me what I'm
guess I reminisce about the time we had together. But I found that it's better just to leave it alone. Dreams can be stubborn things that cling to the past. Yes, it's alright to look back if you don't stay too long. Yesterday stopped by to say hello. Reminding me what used to be is no more, no more.
Brand new from Monty Warden and the Wagoneers, Yesterday Stopped By on Sun Radio. I'm Kevin Connor. Monty Warden is here and will be on stage at the Moon Tower with the Wagoneers on the 11th of March. March starts tomorrow. It's our monthly fundraiser for the Sun Radio Foundation. And I got to say, after last week's show, a darn good hang, too. Man. It's real nice under the oak trees and a lot of Adirondack chairs and picnic tables and stuff. It's a good hang. And you being a South Austinite.
Yeah, I love it.
Not far from home.
No, not at all. So funny. Our youngest son, Brooks, does swag for us. And I told him we were fixing to do this thing over at Moon Tower. You know, he's a bit jaded, spent his whole life in show business. And he goes, oh, cool, that'll be an easy in and out.
Yeah.
Yes, son. Good. Yeah. Glad we could accommodate.
So. Monty Warden is my guest this morning here on Sun Radio. I'm Kevin Connor, and I remember Monty's first band's poster, Woe Trigger, when he was 15, and then the next band he's had ever since, the Wagoneers.
Like the very first time Brent Wilson and I, the guitar player for the Wagoneers, he's still in the Wagoneers. He's, you know, my brother, you know. The very first time, that was the very first time in my whole life, these little songs I've been writing, he and I sat down. He's a heck of a guitar player, great harmony singer. We kind of sounded like the Everly Brothers a little bit. And it was the very first time in my life where my little songs sounded like records. And I just went, actually think I'm going to be able to do this. And the Wagoneers, our South By showcase was literally our seventh gig. I mean, we were signed before we had been together a year. We taped our episode of Austin City Limits TV show before we even made our record. I mean, it was really
fast.
Yeah, and like a phenom type of deal.
But you handled it perfectly, didn't you?
Pretty well, you know. I mean, it didn't take dope or anything. That came later. It was a whole lot to put on a 20-year-old, but also, you know, my gosh, it was also show business. That really the thing that happened more than anything else was really life showed up. And 6 weeks after 6 weeks before our second album came out, Kevin, in June of '89. But in May 9th of '89, my first son Van was born. And those of y'all that don't know, Van has Down syndrome. Light of my life, greatest blessing of my life. I was 22 at the time. It was 1989. There wasn't like any prenatal heads up to get us ready for it. So it was really a shock and all that. I had 6 months worth of bookings on the books to promote this album. And I've never canceled a gig. I've never postponed a gig. I've never taken a personal day. You know, you get up and you go to work. But once I fulfilled my touring obligations, one of the greatest lessons that God gave me about Van, and the myriad great lessons he's given me about Van, is there's a lot of things more important than being a country star. So I took the next 4 or 5 years and just concentrated on being his daddy, and it was the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then put out some great solo records, and then got the Wagoneers got back together.
Yeah, then we got back together. And
you always say, you don't say play, you say we pick.
We pick. Well, I think when you say play, it gives a connotation of making it lighter, and we're pickers.
Yeah, and your home base is the Broken Spoke.
Yeah, last Friday of every month, the Wags pick the spoke.
Okay.
For years now.
Yeah.
And that is a going concern. If people hadn't been to the spoke, come see the Wags there. If you hadn't seen the Wags, see us at the Spoke, other than at Moon Tower on March 11th.
Yeah.
It is a great microcosm of what a Texas band and a Texas dance hall is.
And then also, at least a couple of the guys who are in the Wagoneers are also in the Dangerous Few.
Yes, yes. Brent plays guitar in the Wags. He plays bass in the Dangerous Few. And Moss plays drums in both groups. And Moss and Brandy produce both my projects.
Wow.
Just great record producers.
Yeah.
It is such a blessing, and these guys are my best friends and my brothers. I've known Brent since I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Maria Elena Holly introduced us.
Wow.
Yeah, we were up in Lubbock. Brent's band was picking something, and I was there at a Buddy Holly week, and Mrs. Holly came out, and she knew me since I was real young, and she's from Puerto Rico. She came here when she was 6. Very charming, very charismatic woman. You can see why Buddy literally proposed on their first date.
Yeah.
She went up to me and Brent. She said, "You two boys will make beautiful music together." And so we got together and we started picking, and it was just magic from the get-go. It still is today.
All right. Tell me about this this new version of Stout and High, which was a signature song for the Wagoneers.
I Believe I Will. Well, that was the title cut to our debut record.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to record it. I wrote the song when I was 18. Got me my first publishing deal, got me my first record deal. It's a song about the Battle of the Alamo.
Right.
Which, you know, March 2nd, Texas turns 190. And I wrote it when I was a boy, because there had never been a song about the Alamo that was historically accurate and was brash and cocky and, you know, what those guys were. But now, as a grown man, I get it a lot differently. Like, there's a line in the last verse, "God save Texas and my kids, have mercy on my soul." I had never recorded it as a dad, as a guy with kids.
Oh, wow.
So I always want to do that. And I'm just going to say this, and I didn't know I was going to say it before. There's a thing on the third verse. There's this third chorus. There's this accent. Bum, 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 dun, dun, come on, Santiana. That's really cool. And I got that idea from the way Buddy Holly and the Crickets did the accent on the last chorus of "That'll Be the Day." "You make me cry," and the Beatles took that on the end of "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
Wow.
Da, do, ba, da, 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 you yeah. know, so I'm right there on "Hand." So I said, okay, I want that on "Stout and High." And it is so cool and so killer. And we played it every time we ever played it, except the drummer didn't play it the one time in his life on the take.
Oh, wow.
In 1988. Now, I remember going to our producer, I went, "I want one more pass. Like, my favorite part is not there." I don't know why, but he didn't play it. And our record producer, Emery Gordy, who's such a dear man, so sweet. And he is prominently on the Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert, as one of Elvis's bass players. I said, "Emery, I'm going to miss that. And he goes, look, that's the best take we could get today. And I just want to tell you, he wasn't slamming anybody. He just said, we're just going to go with this one. So we tried one thing of what is called a rolling punch, where you play up to it and you try to get to it. And we did not have the chops for a rolling punch. We didn't have the chops for a glass of punch. So for 30-something years, I have known on that chorus, it is not there. And so when I decided, I said, we're going back in the studio. We're going to do this for this one-off, this guy that hired us. I asked Pimo, I said, can you please make sure you nail the dog out of that chorus? He goes, it's coming at you, Dad. And I mean, he and Brad Fordham played the hell out of it. And it is my favorite part of that recording.
There you go.
There it is.
The new version, Stout and High, Monty Warden and the Wagoneers, part of the Sound of Our Town on Sun Radio.
They gave us all this land, promised a new start. For we who tried and lost, now they say they want it back. Take it back, they will. They say at any cost. Come on, Sandy. Give us your best try. Come on, Santa. These walls are standing high. One by one, day by day, the enemy floods the plains. There must be thousands out there. Colonel Travis talks of hell, I hope it's coming soon. Help is our only prayer. Come on, Sandy. The Sunday dawn burned fiery red, took away or cut the air. Look out, boys, here they come. The more we kill, the more there are, the closer that they get. The louder beats the drum. The fighting at the northern wall seems to have stopped. Did you see Travis fall? God save Texas and my kids. Have mercy on my soul. Great God, they're in the wall. Come on, Sandy. These walls are standing high. These walls are standing high.